Beyond the Salvationist Mentality. Although compassion is a requirement for returning home to the Lord, we should not view it egocentrically as a means to enhance our own chances of salvation. Indeed, compassion extends far beyond any selfish motivation, even beyond the desire to enter the kingdom of God. For this reason, if we simply study a few techniques of yoga, seek to gain some psychic powers, or try to improve our own chances of being saved, we are engaging in elementary spiritual activities. In the final analysis, these are merely ways to cope with the prison environment and find some relief from the anxiety and stress of material life. They do not transcend this world of selfishness, and so have very little to do with genuine spiritual realization. We cannot go back to the spiritual world with such a mentality. Because self-centeredness interferes with spiritual advancement, we must constantly take inventory of ourselves and examine our thought patterns to root out selfishness. Most of the time, we are preoccupied with our wants, not even our needs. We have become so accustomed to pursuing our desires that we distract ourselves from the experience of deeper love and happiness and from any steady feeling of well-being. Instead, we remain focused on the problems inherent in a world of duality, constantly feeding the senses and reinforcing the feeling of I and my, instead of moving beyond them to higher pleasures. Even such a lofty desire as the wish for salvation is rooted in selfishness. Actually, salvation is something that happens automatically as we abandon our selfish desires and deepen our compassion.